Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Guys, customer service is essential to your business success. And for faster, smarter customer experience, you can turbocharge your CX results with CXone, the world's most complete customer experience platform from NICE. It's never been easier for organizations of all sizes around the globe to create extraordinary customer experiences. With the scalability and flexibility of the cloud, you can power up your business goals like never before. So don't get left behind. Find out more today at NICE.com. That's NICE.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Machine Gun Trendy. This is courtesy of Johnny Davis. I am Jack. Hey, you're Miles, right?
Yeah, aka Salt Gray.
Salt Gray. Shout out to Salt Bay, who we will talk about in a little bit. Because there's a story about him, but then we just like kind of went down a little rabbit hole of just like kind of catching up with Salt Bay since the first video. He's appeared on Dr. Oz. He's had a lot of success. Mm-hmm. He's poisoned people. He's lit some people on fire.
Hey, on accident, you know?
Right,
you
know? Right.
But, not intentionally, unless they wanted it.
He's definitely like bought into his hype.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you've reduced yourself to wearing one outfit the whole time of your life, it's, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you've gotten there.
All right, let's tell the people what's trending, shall we?
Yeah.
Liz Mayer is trending, like Liz Fair, but with an M instead of the PH.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's why it's trending.
No, that's what I thought at first, too.
Oh.
She's apparently, she's a political consultant, and she is the latest Bean Dad.
Hey, shitty parenting tips.
Shitty parenting tips.
Wait, what was Bean Dad's thing?
He was just like, my kid came home and was like, I'm hungry. And I like made her figure out like all the tools for opening.
Oh, that's a can right. Of the beans. Can of beans. Right.
But like the kid was like really fucking hungry by it. Like it was like hour three and the kid was like, I'm so hungry.
Right.
And he was like, well, you're going to have to figure this out then. How do you think this works? And so Liz has like a less patient, but equally unkind way to teach my shit kid lesson. So she opened up with, her ratios are great.
Ratios. Ratios. You could do Paris Fashion Week with those ratios.
Says, I have resorted to burning Pokemon cards as a punishment when my kid doesn't do basic stuff he has to do. 496 replies, 856 retweets, 81 likes. And then,
what's the basic stuff?
Yeah. So I think she was like, oh God, people think I'm just like talking about little stuff. No, the basic stuff is eating. He comes home without having eaten any of his lunch. Card burnt.
Ooh.
He doesn't eat enough dinner. Card burnt. Bear in mind, my kid is about 4'6" at age 7 and yet weighs less than 55 pounds. He needs to put some weight on, specifically muscle.
Oh, fuck.
Yo.
That poor child.
Good.
Do you think she's saying, God. You know, I'd imagine she's done this thing, which is, you can't say to kids, like this,
right.
this kind of logic, it doesn't work because children are at a very different place developmentally that you can't go, see, the thing is, son, what, you 7, you're about 4'6", 55 pounds? Nah, bro, you're going to need to bulk up.
Is that what? Small or tall? Or I'm not totally sure which that 4'6",
I was 4'9" in fourth grade.
Right. Okay.
So 4'6" isn't, that's not he's puny. Tall. I think so what he's saying is skinny. This kid's a beanpole.
Yeah. Kid's a beanpole. Just say a beanpole, man. We don't know what 4'6", 7",
yeah,
55
I'm not some child football scout where I'm like, what's the dimensions?
Yeah.
Hold on. He's a strong safety at 4'6", 55. Okay. We have to put about 70 more pounds on him.
46, 55, 7 could be her ratios, though, or a multiple thereof. Mm-hmm.
46, 55, 7? Yeah, unless she's 5'2". What was that thing? Baby got back.
I forget the numbers, but yeah, something horrifying.
Yeah, so sure. Burn the cards and cause them to be deeply upset and not understand why you're destroying their prized possessions.
Yeah. I wonder, there was a line in Avengers Endgame where...
Spoilers.
Iron Man, but when he's not Iron Man, some people call him Tony Stark. I call him Anthony Stark.
He's the Iron Man?
Yeah, sorry. I said spoilers, man.
Damn, so he the Iron Man? Okay. this makes sense.
And he says to his kid, all right, go to bed or else I'll sell all your toys. And I think it was like supposed to be funny and quippy. And like maybe that is like part of what that's what she's going for. But she's actually burning his cards.
I mean, I'm saying
don't love it.
Sell them, Liz, because you ain't got Tony Stark money. Let's be real. Tony Stark didn't have to sell shit. He could just throw them shits away and be a cruel parent. You're burning them too. And a Mewtwo? You burnt that shit? Okay.
She like doubles down to like be like, God, look, don't, it's not like a bad thing. The basic stuff is eating because she's like, and I'm supposed to, you know, feed my kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then like goes in this like really fucked up direction about just like force feeding him because he needs to put on muscle, like a fucking Pop Warner football coach.
Yeah. Or like a racehorse.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Pokemon, fucking Pokemon racehorse. Yeah, I don't know what Liz Mayer is thinking here, but I mean, like, I'm sure I don't have kids, but I'm around kids who, you know, sometimes people are like, yeah, they don't want to eat or they're picky about eating.
Yeah,
I've never seen someone say, oh, yeah, well, watch me destroy your shit. Now you want to eat now, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just let him eat when he's hungry.
Yeah.
Netflix is trending. Because they have the hits just keep coming with Netflix. They fired an employee who helped organize the trans employee walkout that's coming up on Wednesday. They claim that they fired her because she leaked like data about how much they paid for the special, even though everybody already knew that a long time ago, and the viewership data. But it's actually... She had like sent that internally, talking to other people when voicing her displeasure about, you know, what Netflix was doing. And then that got leaked, her emails. And so it's clear like what the fuck's going on here.
It sounds like a bit of retaliation.
Anyways, fuck Netflix. Fuck their CEO, all his statements where he's just digging his ass deeper.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it.
And looking forward. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about it on Monday. But what an asshole. And
harm is not just a physical violence. Just so people, you know, when people want to talk new, well, all the critics are like, I wish people got nuance, you know, then they wouldn't be so mad about this. Yeah, maybe you could understand the nuance of things that are hate speech.
And Robert Pattinson is trending because that people are going wild over his voice as the new Batman. Should we play it for him?
Okay, it's just a 6-second clip, and there's like a loud thunder strike, so don't fucking like get all nervous. Here we go.
It's not just a signal. It's a warning.
That is a spot-on impression, and we will leave it to you, the listener, to determine how that holds against the source material.
It's not just a signal. It's a warning.
It's a warning.
It's not. It felt like they put a little reverb in there. Little.
Yeah.
It's a
warning.
It, just
to I
give
feel like they doubled down a little bit.
Presence.
On that.
Maybe layered. Some stereo spreading.
Yeah. But, you know, that's.
What do you think of that?
I'm a big Pattinson fan.
Oh yeah, you Patty Daddy.
I'm Patty Daddy, and I don't really like. I don't think they've like really. Batman Begins was dope, like, but Batman wasn't the best part of anything since then. I don't know, man. I'm just like, I'm interested to see what he does as Bruce Wayne. But the acting that happens inside the bat suit is pretty boring to me. So I don't know. This isn't the thing that I'm excited about seeing. I'm excited about seeing him be a rich, spoiled shithead. Yeah.
I mean, like, I think, I guess everyone has a mandate to be somewhat scraggly nose and be like,
it's not just a signal. It's a warning.
It doesn't sound overly. It doesn't sound junkyard doggish. It just sounds a little more.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Christian Bale was going like full like,
what the fuck's going on here? You're like, okay, full, relax. But yeah.
And I feel like his got a little more aggro as it went along. Just kind of got lost in the sauce of the bat voice.
Yeah, man. It happens.
Yeah. Hey, we've all been there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Zeit Gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, you know, how to bustling retail business, and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there, check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/TDZ. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zeit Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The future of customer experience is here, and it's faster and better than ever before. It's time to introduce your business or organization to NICE CXone, the world's most complete customer experience cloud platform. CX One is the ultimate all-in-one solution to turbocharge your CX results so you can say goodbye to long wait times and frustrated customers. With CX One, you can achieve faster customer resolutions with every interaction, all thanks to the power of one complete cloud platform. It's now easier than ever for organizations of all sizes around the globe to create extraordinary customer experiences, all while hitting those key business metrics. Whether you're a startup or an established enterprise, NICE CXone has everything you need to engage customers, deliver smart self-service, and optimize agent-assisted service. When you choose NICE, you get unlimited cloud scalability and flexibility. So visit NICE.com today and take your customers and business into the future. That's NICE.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back, and the Capitol Police are trending because a 25-year vet of the U.S. Capitol Police is now facing obstruction of justice charges over allegations that he tried to cover up crimes related to the January 6th insurrection. Yeah.
Straight up messaged somebody on Facebook and said, quote, it's a message to some other insurrectionist that was posting shit on Facebook. Quote, I'm a Capitol Police officer who agrees with your political stance.
Whoa.
And then said, take down the part about being in the building. They are currently investigating and everyone who is in the building is going to be charged. Just looking out.
Hey, looking out, man.
Hey, that's,
shout out to that. What a pal.
Like a good neighbor, racist cops are there. just letting you know, hey, I'm on the inside, letting you know, probably delete that shit, also got to delete this. And that's what happened. This dude then deleted his own shit, like his own Facebook messages to cover his tracks.
It is the level of like insider info that you would expect from a dipshit of this degree of dipshittery. Like, hey, don't openly admit to being in the building.
Also, yeah.
Like, what? It's like, don't admit to the crime because they're looking for people who admit to the crime.
Right.
They're like, oh, shit, good looking out, man.
And what's this, like, fucking weird camaraderie? Like, hey, just a good Samaritan here, popping in. But, hey, that's, you know.
That is about what we expect. I mean, we saw the selfie. We saw the dude flick it up with the...
Oh, yeah. Many people. Just people Raider. Who are peacefully carrying a flag through the building.
Yes. Golden showers are trending. Golden showers fill the room. Trump has come on unprompted in a private speech at the National Republican Senatorial Committee and said, I'm not into golden showers.
What?
You know the great thing?
We just asked about your fiscal policy. What?
Our great first lady, that one. She said, I don't believe that one. Is already, you know. So he wants to talk about like how he's into just the normal stuff, you know. But he also wants you to imagine him boning.
She didn't believe that one, mostly because we haven't been intimate in 17 years.
Right. You know, that is one of the best sort of sourced anecdotes about him is from a sex worker he paid to spend the night with him. She came to his hotel room and he just went upstairs to watch TV and then came down like was like, all right, we're good here. So shout out to that man. Also, Bill Clinton inadvertently forcing us to imagine him having sex because he hit the hospital. Anytime an ex-president is in the hospital, you know, the mainstream media has to fill those minutes. And so he was in the hospital, but then we had to find out it was because of a UTI. So yeah. Gross. But
it happens. Mostly it's not for the penis havers typically, right. but he's had to go. Shit was, I guess, enough to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
But his like heart is like made of like construction paper. So I feel like anything is like a terrible threat to his life.
Yeah. He's definitely one of those people who shouldn't have gone vegan. Cause like he looks frail as fuck. Like he,
program. Man. Hey bro, Liz Mayer program. Hey, you need to bulk up, fool. Not with that vegan
crap.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. Somebody should have burned some of the cards in his black.
Maybe he needs to go. Maybe he needs to go hit up this next restaurant to get some fucking proper protein on.
Thank you. Finally, Salt Bae is trending where Bill Clinton needs to eat, but also trending because someone racked up a $50,000 bill at the restaurant.
Yeah,
And they're complaining. I don't get it. What's wrong?
I don't know. It's one of those things that looks like a humble brag flex post because this person's taking a picture. They went to the Nusret Steakhouse in London and racked up a 37,000 pounds sterling bill, which is around 50,000 US dollars or Ameros, gasoline dollars. And first of all, they bought two bottles of like $9,900 wine on top of like, you know, all kinds of fucking ridiculous alcohol purchases. They did buy one golden tomahawk steak that's like over $1,000 and some other shit. But really, they went in on these other fucking stupid ass bottles of champagne and other shit. And like the person just put. Like they took a picture of the receipt and it said, "Oh, that's just taking the piss in it."
And
I don't know. I mean, when you look at that, I'm like, "Why the fuck are you people still eating there?
Why the fuck are people like this allowed also to have like money?
A fucking $10,000 bottle of liquid,
right?
What are you, huh?
And
but I get
like,
it. You know,
just
that's what you got. That's what you got. But I'll say,
are willing
this.
To admit it, just like." Think it's a cool thing to
well right exactly
be like right I mean we've all been there come on now you gotta be shitting me here is the American
how'd I do that
translation
up and spent $50,000 on a one steak that had gold on it
right.
But that I mean this dude has restaurants like everywhere now. The one in LA I know has like it feels like sometimes it's really popping and other times like you could just walk in and they're like, thank you so much for coming in. Do you know Salt Bae? He's not here, but we will have someone else put salt on it off of their forearm if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's just this meme has turned into this whole other thing now.
He's also been accused of some health code violations, which shouldn't be shocking if you've seen him handle meat with his bare hands.
Massaging that shit.
Yeah. But apparently he's very litigious, so all we can say is...
Fuck you. I mean, allegedly.
Yeah. There you go. Nailed it. Perfect dismount.
Thank you.
All right. That is going to do it for this whole week. We are back on Monday with a whole episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring... The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get, but with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.